Good afternoon, everybody. Well, I'm going to bore you too much because as a politician, I'll try to be both a politician and a sort of a scientific person at the same time. So, moving on, a lot of what you heard about Pakistan is still true in Egypt, but that was 10 years ago. We have better indicators, better prevalence rate, but we have a lot of unmet needs. We have 20% unmet needs. And the health system in Egypt is very well structured. However, the people are not very much satisfied with the service. Egypt is now going through a health sector reform, challenge. And they want to include the private sector, they want to include the NGOs. But, I mean, to open up the discussion, if we continue to do things the same way we're used to, we will always get the same results that we used to get. So, unfortunately, at the beginning of any change, people tend to do the things that they are comfortable with. And that's actually what we're trying here to show you, that if we do things differently, we get results much better than what we think. I will start with some like agreements on the definitions of what we're talking about. Governance, I would like to stress the word steering and the word legality and participation. These are some very important definitions that if we work with, we'll find out that health could be a very interesting platform for that. Now, what's health? Back in 1978, the WHO defined health as the physical, mental, social, and economic well-being of the individual, which is actually what every politician promises the constituency. And in the year, 20 years later, in the Bhutan Republic, they published a similar thing. Still, 20 years later, 10 years we're going through the health sector reform, and still Egypt is not there yet. Now, democracy is government is based on the majority rule, existence of free, fair elections, protection of political minorities, respect for basic human rights, and so on. Well, this is very important to consider because not all what we do in health is politics, but it gets affected by the political situation and it affects the political situation. Now, the political environment in Egypt has a lot of very interesting peculiarities. We hold general elections for presidency and for the parliament, and it is regular. When I have worked with a member of the parliament for 4 years during his office and during his campaign. We tour the constituency, we ask people to come and vote, and 10 to 13% of the people come to vote. That's with parliamentary elections, with presidency elections, with all types of local council elections. People are not interested in participating. And I think this is the root cause of the problem in health and in education, because people don't feel that this is their responsibility. They feel that this is something that the government should provide for. And based on this, we have so many local participation decisions by the local government and by the Ministry of Health and Population. These decrees started back in 1997, calling for boards to be formed in primary health care and in hospitals. These boards were supposed to be formed from the Ministry of Health and Population staff that are working there. By the way, Egypt has a wonderful network of primary health care units. We have something like 5,000 clinics that are very well distributed all over the country. Their human resources are there. In certain areas, they are even overcrowded by human resources, more than we need. And we have also enough hospitals. We have like 50-50% participation between the private sector and the public sector. Yet when you conduct research, people are unsatisfied with the healthcare that they get. Now, the CAMEL project is an integrated project. I have drawn this. All my colleagues don't like it because actually I have the village here. And the village has the healthcare unit and has a lot of other structures that are there. And this is where we need to actually reach out. We need to connect the health clinic with all the neighboring institutions at the village level to get that connection between health and non-health and between the different vertical programs of healthcare provision that we do. And then we need to generate support from the upper levels at the district level and at the governorate level and at the national level. If we have been keeping since the early 50s, actually, we've been keeping going from up, down. We need a completely different approach for the rest of the challenges in the Egyptian health system to be addressed. We need the people to feel that they are responsible for their health. There is a lot of knowledge, much better rate than what she talked about in Pakistan, even in rural areas. But people don't feel the ownership. So what do we do? Well, that's a magnification of what I was just talking about. That's what we do. This is the health clinic, and this is the referral to the central or to the district hospital and the general hospitals. And then we work with two vertically recognized programs. We integrate them together, the maternal and child health and the family planning and reproductive health in general. And then we work actually with every institution that has representatives in the community and at all levels, all simultaneously, which is very key to the, to the improvements that we get. Now, let's go back to the elements of governance so that we examine what we do and how is that related to good governance. Well, this is consensus-oriented, accountable. This is according to the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia. Accountable, transparent, responsive, equitable and inclusive, follows the rule of the law, participatory and effective and efficient. All these are the main elements through which we actually examine how good governance is there, what we're doing is good governance or not. Now, the project seeks consensus-oriented. So orientation process for good governance and relationship to their roles in the MOU. We do that with the members at the village level, and we do that with the officials at the governorate level. So everybody in all vertical starting from the governor down to the village level, do understand exactly what they need to do and what the project will be doing. Sorry. This is a very important intervention mechanism. It makes a hell of a difference for results. Now, all the stakeholders, local councils, community development associations, governorate officials, MOHP governorate and district teams, in addition to the clinic teams. We are emphasizing teams. People are so, in their practice, so encompassed in their individuality and in their conflict. Now, follow the rule of the law. There has been decreased, as I mentioned, since 1997, but before. The decrees are always changed by the local government and the Ministry of Health and Population. In one of the sessions, a district supervisor who's supposed to go and coach the clinic staff did not see any of these decrees. So people don't have clarity and they don't have enough support, so they don't practice. And if they don't practice, that's what that kind of results that we're going to get. So what do we do? We show them these decrees, we orient them about their roles, and then we involve the local people. So elections of the membership of the board of the health facility, whether it's a hospital or a clinic, the health facility team is represented, community is represented, and it's a 50-50% not what used to be, which is 25% from the community and 75% from the clinic. Why was that? There was always a gap of trust between the providers and the community. There was no unique message that we all are working for better health in our community. And that's really a big challenge, because people used to come with the idea that they are going to request and the government will provide. It's time for Egypt, if we want to actually, I mean, break through the plateau of services. For example, we have 59% now contraceptive prevalence rate. It is higher still in rural areas than in urban areas, but on average we have 59%, and we need to go up a little to the 60s to achieve the 2.1 fertility rate. We're ambitious that we can achieve that by 2017. So we need the people to take charge of their health care and see that they have a role in doing that. Representation of women was very crucial, because they are the actual, clients of these clinics. 80% of the services, we're talking about integrated services, MCH, family planning, curative care, communicable diseases, everything that is provided at the clinic. Still, 80% of these services are given to women and children. So they need to be presented to at the boards. Now, more categories came up. This is how we hold clinic board meetings. We hold elections between the clinic staff to choose the representatives in the board, and we do the same with the community where we're working. The same goes for hospitals. Hospitals, the number is very big, so we had to come up with a transparent way of doing it. So we have boxes, we have open boxes, so that everybody sees that, and they all participate in the election counting of the votes. Now, these were some of the results of the clinic boards before and after. That's the representation of the community. It was a little bit low. Became 50%, I mean, it was 20-something, it's 50% now. And then the percentage of women pre and post of the diversity of occupations, which means more people from the community are there, which is what we want at the very beginning, involving everybody, whether they are related or they are working in the healthcare or not. Hospital boards showed the same thing. Percentage of hospital boards and women in hospital boards also, and diversity of occupations might not be as high as the others at the primary healthcare clinic. Now, is it effective and efficient or not? What we're doing is we're targeting everybody. We're targeting CDAs, youth, we're targeting religious leaders, everybody who is having access to the masses, so that the same message is heard from within different platforms. And if a platform is not well received in a community, the other platform will continue to give the same message. The second thing, we involve the community. There is a lot of donations that occur to the clinic for provision of health care, and we also encourage them to help create the platform of economic involvement and social involvement, turning the clinic into a community center. And that's why communities are taking charge of their health. One very important thing, when they have already practiced, we teach them how to plan every 3 months, how to measure and put results and measure their activities against it. But most importantly, when they do very well, the governor comes to address the crowds. It is a very good opportunity and a good platform for them to discuss other things other than health care, but which affects their health. What we need to do is to have them to have better health, not better healthcare only. As you know, WHO have just found out that only 10% of healthcare contributes to the general health of the population. So what we need to do is more of work in the environment and in the economic situations and social situations. That's how transparent these boards become. These are the plans of the clinic and the boards, and these are the ledgers of all the ins and outs of the Service Improvement Fund, making sure that there is mechanism for the sustainability of all these activities. And boards are meeting. It used to be like things on paper that are sometimes even overlooked just to get the money out. Clinics seen now as community centers where board members have freedom to address the needs of the community. This is very crucial. Under the health sector reform, the government will ask the people to enroll in a national health system or a national health, fund. And in order to do that, this means they are going to pay premiums up front, and they are going to increase their participation in the cost recovery of the clinics. When they started doing that without involving the community like this, the outcome is we have very good clinics that are very well, providing very high quality service, but nobody wants to go there. A huge decrease in the access of healthcare occurs. I believe this is the solution. This is the interim period where people understand that they have to take charge, where they learn how much it costs and how do they have to balance the budget, and they educate each other. It is a huge thing, but this is the right thing to be done in a country where we have 70, how many are we now? 78. And then accountable. What we do now is we go up from the village level to the district level. The intervention of the project is in only 200 communities in 10 governorates. So what we do is a model where the district team learns and understands the politics of doing it, the mechanisms of doing it, and what needs to be done for them to move to other areas. Secondly, we have the Ministry of Finance. Who would have thought that health is affected by Ministry of Finance politics? We have a very centralized Ministry of Finance. It's not even under the governor's control. So we have to be very careful and teach them how to use the methodologies that are approved by the Ministry of Finance, so no one gets harmed doing the right thing. And what we learned that there are certain core values that if we follow, we will always get high percentage of success, which is involving all the stakeholders, as I said. Begin with MOUs, establishing roles and responsibilities as well as commitments. Work using existing rules and regulations, then develop them for the best interest of the community. Use role models to disseminate the concepts. Those who have gone through the process are the best ones that you use to take up that process somewhere else. Use existing mechanisms and structure to sustain the efforts and work with the central office to instill the methodology. Central office at the Ministry of Health and Population or anywhere is usually so far away from the village level. And there are so many politics that affect their decisions. It is very difficult to change their rules and regulations. So we have to sort of use the diffusion theory to have enough change that occurs at the village level with enough experiences that are successful to convince them of taking the next step that is needed for change. Samples of the results to date, the increase in the caseload, which is an indicator of people feeling the ownership of the clinic. Though it might appear, they are introducing fees for services, they are asking people to donate, so they are asking them to give money. We have empowered women through the literacy programs and the Egyptian Women Speak Out that addresses their social and economic needs. The result is empowered women receiving picture identification cards. This is very important because without this, they cannot be enrolled in elections. So we have not only people that are that turn around with only 13%, but we have a huge number that is not enlisted in the election, rosters. With the microcredits, literacy classes and microcredits, the end is the microcredit, for example, how it is affecting health. This woman was saying she just sells vegetables. The loan has not only helped me buy more vegetables, it has increased my profits. I have also learned the importance of being in good health. I have passed this knowledge on to my children and others in my community. Actually, I mean, this is just a statement that tells the linkages between what we do with the community that they really need. We address their basic needs first, and then they are very much willing to hear anything that we want regarding good governance, regarding their roles. Women like this and men that are the very underprivileged are the first ones that are willing to contribute to the health clinic. And this is the first step that attracts the attention of private sector companies to come into real public-private partnerships with these clinics. If we succeed in having more of this, the private sector will be very much willing to support the Ministry of Health and Population. This is what we do in this, and this is how it ends. This is saying the primary health care unit is the responsibility of all of us. And that's pasted by the CDA and the other institutions that are available in the governorate, in the village where this primary healthcare unit operates in Beniswef governorate in Egypt. Thank you very much.